Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello out there, my friends, my fans, my listeners, my followers, the world. Hello to you. And you are with us with another show of Ron Amini and the signs around us. And hopefully you had a great day today on this Holy Saturday, the day before Easter. Happy Easter. And hello to my brother Nick in New York. I'm coming to you from Los Angeles. Nick is coming to you from New York. Hello, Nick.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? Thank you, Ron. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share another podcast with you.
Oh, yes, sir. My pleasure. The plan is we're going to do back and forth. We're going to do part one with my podcast, and then we'll shoot it back to you.
Right.
And you do the second part of the podcast on your channel, and we'll go from there. But other than that, usually Nick comes up with interesting topics, because I can't imagine any topics. I'm just boring old Ron in Los Angeles, just enjoying life. And usually I can't, I'm too lazy to come up with the topic. So Nick usually helps us out and comes up with very interesting topics. I'm going to let him introduce the topics we're going to talk about tonight.
The true nature of man. Now, compared to, say, the freedom of the other beings around us. Now, let me give an example. Can I give an example now, Ron, or? You have something to say about it, or?
Absolutely, my brother. Do you have me loud and clear, or?
Oh yeah.
The connection is good. Yeah, it's
perfect.
Yes, go for it.
So this is a thought that I had, and I had to speak about it. I think I did in one of my podcasts as well. But as far as man's state, that the humans are in, is it the ultimate state we can be? Is there another chance? Is there a chance that we could have been better off as humans in another state? Meaning, why does it have to be? I'll give you an example. I guess from the very beginning, it was believed that that if you kill somebody or if you hurt somebody, pay the price, you get punished for it. Prison, death, whatever it is. Now, why can an animal, tigers, lions, bears, oh my, attacking other animals in the forest for survival, right? They kill, they don't get punished for it. They attack and, for food or whatever, they fight to the death, one dies. Nobody punishes them for that. You understand? So my question is that the right state that we're in? Or as humans that we're supposed to be in? In other words, what if we as humans, or these bodies that we consume, whatever you want to call them, what if we were supposed to live and be like animals, the way they hunt? I mean, I know we still do it, because if you translate, the hunters are the men. The women, take care of the family, and animals have that. But if an animal attacks and kills, there is no punishment for it. So obviously it is, we as far back as anybody can remember, if you kill somebody, you pay, you pay the price, you get into trouble. But is that what was meant to be for us as far as our state of man, of being? You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
You don't.
Absolutely not.
You don't understand. You don't understand it. Okay.
No, I mean, I do understand it.
Oh, absolutely not.
This this is a topic that I struggle with a lot. You know, the human being, the nature of human being.
Exactly.
Is a very complicated issue that, you know, nobody can come up with the answers, the complete answer. Because in the animal kingdom, animals kill for survival.
Right.
The, you know, lions...
I thought of that as I was explaining it. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to say that as I was talking about it, I thought of that too. I said to myself, you know, the reason they kill is for survival.
Survival.
Right.
Pure survival.
Yeah. So why...
Most of the times. 98% of the time in the animal kingdom, I'm not going to say 100% because they do fight for territory. They kill each other, you know, for territory and for mating rights and stuff like that, which but for greed, the animals don't kill for greed.
Right.
They kill for survival. Even if they do kill, they have the right to kill.
Right.
It's for survival, you know, pure and simple. The environment they're in is complicated enough, you know.
Right.
And so if they do commit murder, they do. But, you know, human beings, they commit murder, you know, psychopaths, you know, for pleasure.
Right.
Like we have serial murders. How are you going to explain that? How do you, you know,
right, like
people
how,
that kill for pleasure.
Yeah, how can you, right. Human, but then again, if you think about it, all these weird things, sorry to interrupt you, but if you think about it, all these weird things, you know, these idiots that have pleasure in killing or, you know, kidnapping or whatever the hell these idiots do, maybe it is a state that is, again, a state of, I guess, being a free spirit. Maybe we were supposed to be free and something is just bogging us down from thinking about these things. Whether it's good.
Well, that is...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, you know, it was good. It was good at one point. Today's Holy Saturday. And like I said, happy Holy Saturday to everybody. Today's a Saturday. Yesterday was Good Friday.
Right.
That's when they prosecuted our Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed him. Yesterday he died. And today we are holy. We're in the holy state. And we are in a still and peace state. And tomorrow he will come back to life.
Right.
from the beginning, if you read the holy book, and if you believe in the words...
Right.
There was peace in heaven, starting with Adam and Eve.
Right.
And from those scriptures that are in the Bible, you know, there was a peace between animal kingdom and human, which is Adam and Eve, basically. And they didn't have knowledge. They didn't have the taste of knowledge. When they decided to go against the Creator's words and orders, discipline.
Right.
They got into trouble. Just to answer your question really quickly, yes, we are not supposed to have that much knowledge, but we decided to rebel against the word, the beginning word in the beginning of time, and you know, we went against it, and we wanted to know more. We wanted to, you know, humans always have this disease of wanting to have more knowledge, right? We were talking about this couple of nights ago. The more we know, the sicker we get, the more right. anxiety we get,
right?
You know, we have multi-billion dollar industries cater to our needs of anxiety, correct?
Right,
in form of pharmaceutical,
right.
And that is basically because we know too much. There's too much information. We are not one in, you know, we separated ourselves with nature.
Right.
We wanted to know, you know, the tree of knowledge, in my opinion, Nick, when I look at it, I see, you know, back in the day, in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
Is that correct? Garden of Eden?
Eden, yeah.
Adam and Eve? Eden. And there was an apple. There's a tree. Right. And, you know, most scholars say it was an apple tree. And look at our phone. Look at our smartphones now. What's the logo on that?
The apple.
What's the name of it? The apple.
Yeah.
The tree of knowledge. The tree of knowledge.
Hmm.
So, you know, we thirst for more, and we are willing to do whatever it takes to have more knowledge. And, you know, in doing so, we pay the price. We pay the price of murder. We pay the price of becoming sick.
Right.
And become, you know, have fear and be freaked out, you know. And so this is a deep issue. The thing you want to talk about is multi-dimension topic, really, you know. Right. Where do you really start?
Exactly.
You know. Are you going to start with Adam and Eve? I have questions regarding that.
Mm.
You know, I don't totally believe in that story.
Mm.
But, you know, the essence of the story really makes sense because we live it now. Because if you don't know, if you know less, if you don't have knowledge, if you don't have that much information, life could be a little easier.
Exactly.
And but since you know that we do have the information, you know, if you get sick, I invite our listeners to get sick and go Google what they have, the symptoms. They're gonna freak out because there's you know, they're gonna be doubt. There's gonna be doubt. There's gonna be questions because of the symptoms of cancer, which might be the same symptoms of having AIDS, HIV.
Oh boy.
So people start to, yeah. Yeah, so when you know, what I advise people is when you get sick, don't read. Don't go on the internet.
Oh, I thought that was
Don't Google it. I know.
My wife does that.
Everybody does that. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody does. So that brings anxiety. That brings tension. That brings desperation. And so our species, because we have the knowledge, is very desperate species. And, you know, animals, they don't have that much knowledge. They don't know when they're going to die. They don't know. They just live, you know, throughout the day. They wake up in the morning in savannas of Africa. The lions wake up. First thing in their mind is breakfast.
Yeah.
They go hunt. They hunt whatever game they get a hold of, and that satisfies them, and then the rest of the day they rest. It's not like us, you know, human species. We want more and more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah, and then the question is it worth it?
It's not worth it. Absolutely not. No, it wasn't supposed to be like
this. It's playing other people's
game. That is
game.
Why it's exactly it's playing the devil's game. And it starts from the beginning of time. God told us in the beginning, don't touch that that tree, mm-hmm. because that tree is it's not a fruit that you eat. It's the tree of knowledge. It's called the tree of knowledge. And, you know, when you find out the real truth out there, then, you know, this world that I've created for you will become hell.
Mm.
And he did warn us since the beginning. And but we wanted to know more. Adam and Eve, they wanted to know more, and they wanted to be God-like, and that's when everything went wrong, in my opinion. Because
so then you have to think about what kind of people were Adam and Eve, and who created them. If it was God that created them, then where did they get this thought to think on their own? You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
You know, it was when God created them, did he have their personalities in mind, or, you know what I mean? How was that personality created? Why did they stop and say, you know what, he's telling us not to eat this, but I want to eat this thing. You know, but he said, no, who cares what he said? And then, boom. But where did they get that feeling? Where did they get that thought of, no, but I want to do it. You know, I want to try this. I know you said no, but I want to do it. You know what I mean? There's so many things there.
Well, it's the conscience, the spirit. It's the spirit.
The spirit. The spirit.
Yes, it's the spirit. It's the spirit that thirsts for the knowledge of universe. And like I said, you know, many things in this life, when you're not ready for it, might hurt you.
Right.
That's a problem with human beings because they're not ready
right.
for the knowledge.
You're absolutely right.
God put everything, you know, when he created us, he created everything that we needed with it.
Right.
The thirst for knowledge, the medicine, if we got sick, everything was ready and willing for us back in the day when the Garden of Eden was at play. But then, you know, the human nature since the beginning of time is greed. And that will never change.
But then
that
you have to add,
something.
Then you take lower than that again, like we said before, and ask, how did that come about, though?
Well, it is come to, in my opinion, for God's pleasure. Because God pleasures in us. God wants us to have knowledge. God takes pleasure in me and you right now talking about this and seeking knowledge and wisdom. When we ask questions, God loves that. We are his entertainment. God created us for his pleasure. He takes pleasure when we have pleasure. When we are happy, he is happy. Correct?
Yeah, of course.
That is my belief system. That is my belief system.
I like that.
Christianity. That's Christianity belief system.
I like that.
He takes pleasure. So there he, you know, he puts in front of us the ability to choose. And believe me, when we suffer, he suffers too. It's not like, you know, when we go through hard time, sickness, depression, cancer, death, you know, he goes through it with us also. But he also takes pleasure when you find the secrets of life and when you find the real pure joy in life, because that is how, you know, he created this whole universe.
Right.
There's good, there's bad.
Yeah.
Everything is, you know, even.
And you
know
what?
There's light, there's darkness.
And you know what? I've been meeting and seeing a lot of bad people lately.
Oh, yeah.
For the past,
it's becoming dark.
Yeah.
The world has become dark.
Yeah. Certain ways they act, you could just tell that they're not good people.
And that's because we mess with nature. That's because we have the knowledge. That's because of the technology. You know, back in the day, when God first created the world, back, you know, I'm talking about like 3,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, a million years ago.
God, that...
We don't know how old God is, and we don't know the civilizations before us. We don't know nothing. We may think we know. But there are signs around us, Nick. That's
yeah.
the name of my show, Signs Around Us.
That's right.
That tells us that the civilization goes back in the biblical form, in the books of Hebrew, Bible. It tells us we are 6,000-7,000 years old. I don't believe that at all.
No.
I don't believe Adam and Eve. Let me just make that clear to you right now. I don't believe any of that stuff. I don't believe in Adam and Eve. I don't believe any of that story in the Hebrew Bible.
Mm.
any of that, because I know for a fact, because of the signs around us, that our civilizations, our beginnings is much older than what they teach us in the good book.
Oh, yeah.
It's not 6,000 years old.
The Bible.
We know for a fact that the first human was, in Africa. It was created in Africa like 20, 30,000 years ago.
That's right. Think about that. Who was the first human? Can you imagine that? I mean, that's like, that alone could drive a person crazy just thinking about that topic.
Well, you know, if you read the Bible like I do every day, I still, read it. I read and believe in one God.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe that Jesus was his son and he died for our sins and all that. But, when you read the book, there are questions that arise from
right.
that, from the beginning, especially the Genesis. You read that there was a Garden of Eden. You read there was Adam and Eve. And that you read that they had two sons. But you never read about the sisters. So where are the rest of the people come from? You got the boys, but where are the women?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
And, I've never came to the realization of, where I haven't got that answer yet.
Hmm.
But in the same time, the vastness of the universe is so big and it's so timeless and it's endless that, brings me to a question that there is a beginning, a creation. There was a time of creation and there is going to be a time of end because of all the signs that... even the discoveries that are making right now, black holes in every universe, that will bring pretty, next thing there can be an asteroid hitting our little Earth, and that would be the end of time, like it was for the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Jesus or Christ. There could be a black hole. A black hole could come towards us and, just swallow us, and that would be it.
Wow.
So there will be an end of time.
Mm.
Because scientifically, that's proven. We just saw pictures of a black hole last
year. Yeah. Wow. So you said there's how many black holes? Every universe has one?
Every universe has many.
Wow.
No, they just don't have one. They have many.
Wow.
The creation of black holes are the death of stars. When the star dies,
uh-huh.
Like, for example, our sun is a star.
Mm-hmm.
And when it starts dying, it creates a black hole.
Wow.
That's just our sun. And there are many, many, many millions of suns just in our galaxy. That within our own galaxy. Millions of other suns that are bigger than our suns. It within our own galaxy. Our sun is not the biggest sun or star in our galaxy.
Wow.
The bigger players.
So wouldn't those planets wouldn't those planets around it be bigger too? Or they would be
absolutely. Yes, of course. They have the biggest planet that is surrounding our and taking orbit around our sun is Jupiter, I believe.
Jupiter,
yeah. There are planets that, when you compare it to Jupiter, you can't even see Jupiter when you compare it to these other planets or stars. You don't even, Jupiter with its huge size becomes a really small, it becomes a dot in the whole picture.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean...
It's some fascinating stuff,
It's huge. It's huge. Yeah. I just want to make the picture. I tried to make a picture of the whole vastness of the time and the whole timeline and the whole, the time and what do you call that?
In the what?
Space.
Oh, the time and the space. Space.
Yeah, yeah. Time and space.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's unimaginable. It's like you cannot imagine. It's like you're having a dream. Can you imagine having dreams? Where do dreams come from?
Yeah. Huh. It's a whole different story.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We will talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I have...
Because I have many dreams that come, you know, come true in life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very interesting. You should...
That is a part of the universe. The vastness of the universe. The other worlds. You know what I mean?
It's, these are...
You know, for example, I dream about earthquake.
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, a couple of days later, that earthquake happens.
Mm.
My dream becomes true. Have you ever had that happen to you?
It happens to me, but I could recall. Like, in other words, it'll happen while I'm awake doing stuff. You know? Like I...
Or like, yeah.
Like I remember once I...
Yeah.
I remember once I was, when I was working at my cousin's restaurant on Long Island, these two people walked in, you know, ready to sit down and eat. And I told my cousin, watch those people. They're going to try to walk out with the bill. And sure enough, they did.
Because you had dreamt it before?
No, I was just, it came to me almost like a deja vu kind of a thing.
Oh, but in real life?
Yes.
It was a vision.
Yeah.
A vision.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, yes, we have visions, we have dreams.
Right.
We have entry to the fourth dimension. That could happen in the form of vision, which you have. It could happen in the form of dreams. And it could happen, those two.
Hmm.
And so, you know, no scientist, no man with knowledge has been able to come up with a good explanation for all this stuff. So whatever you think, it can be possible, my friend. Whatever that comes into your imagination, it could become a real deal in this vast universe. I had for the longest time dreamt about encountering, you know, I have encountered many, many out of this world visions and dreams.
Right.
My dreams come true. You know, I dream about something and it becomes, you know, into reality, into real life.
Right.
But I wanted to, you know, experience, when I'm awake also, I wanted to see visions.
Mm.
And that happened to me too.
That's fantastic.
Happened to me too.
I love that.
It happens. Yes, yes, yes. It's wonderful.
I love when it happens. You know, it's like...
And that opens up the mystery. It opens up a door to the mystery. Like, it's like, you know... You ask questions and you like you'll be given the answers. There is a mystery, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you listening to music in the background?
I'm playing the music for you guys.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Very nice.
You know, we have the humans have created the copyright issues. Otherwise, we would have played some good music for you folks out there.
Yes.
But, you know, the human beings have made it difficult for us because of greed to make a beautiful show for you. But we have to pay our dues. We have to pay. We have to pay money.
Yes.
To be able to play music for you. And, you know, but it's okay. We'll try to make music for you with our voices, with our thoughts.
That's right.
With our feelings.
That's right.
No, the world is not going to stop me and you. You know what I mean?
No,
it's not
going to
stop us.
No,
I mean, not the universe. I'm sorry. Correction. The governing powers.
Right.
Are not going to.
Well, I got a phone call from the president yesterday, and he said he loves our show.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will. He's a, you know, I think our president is a fascinating human being.
Oh, yeah.
He is fascinating. I find him fascinating.
Oh, yeah. He really is something else.
Nick?
Yes, sir. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Something's going on with my headset.
Oh, you got the headset on. Okay.
Yes, with the microphone. Let me make sure I have enough battery. Yes, we're good. Yeah, you know,
good. Where are you now? You home?
As soon as we start talking about the president, my headset started to act funny.
Oh my god!
Imagine that.
Your headphones are Democrats.
Well, you know, Democrats.
What's that?
Democrats are same as Republicans.
Oh yeah. Oh, as far as the ones that are governing, of course. Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the sheep. I'm talking about the people out there that.
Oh, you're talking about
thing.
The people that, yeah. that think that they think this is a game.
Right.
They take sides.
Yeah.
They think this
they don't
is a
realize
football
that
game.
This is a. They don't realize that this is a country. This is like a team. It's supposed to be like a baseball team, whatever. You're supposed to all pitch in together to keep this country going. You know, we got the military that's out there. They are our warriors protecting us, keeping us safe. You know, so people don't see these things. They just take everything for granted and they just, you know, think it's a joke. They think it's cute. You know, this is a country, you know, when you come here, you're supposed to give loyalty to this country, you know, and do whatever you could for this country because the country in return is, you know, giving you this beautiful life that you have. Not you, I'm saying people in general, you know what I mean?
Well,
so
you know, most people live in darkness,
yeah.
of not knowledge, of having no knowledge, of just not living up to the potential.
And those so, that are due are brainwashed and too.
And those that are due, like you and I, we will be the lights in the darkness. We will shine the light, hopefully, and you know, show them. How it is, you know, I believe that we are put into place to shine a light on the darkness. You know, Jesus was a light. You're a light.
Oh, yeah.
You're a
sure.
light. Nick, you're a light. I'm a light. Any
yeah.
human being that seeks the knowledge will be given the knowledge and will become the light. But
yeah.
most people, you know, they go to church just to fulfill the obligation, you know, just to say I showed up, you know, and
right.
I did my thing. But no, that's not how it works. Today I went for a hiking.
You didn't go to church? Oh, no, tomorrow's Sunday.
No, today I went to the, you know, the highest church. Tomorrow is Sunday, of course. Everybody goes to church tomorrow. Tomorrow is Easter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the time to eat chocolate bunnies. Everybody's going to dress up and go see the bunnies. I don't know how that became, you know, like Jesus died
yeah.
or he came back and then the bunny showed up. I don't even know how that came about. But
I know.
You know, I don't play that game. I went to my church today, just me and God. I worshiped
That's right.
him. I worshiped him. To the
displeasure You went hiking.
Of, To the displeasure of Satan. Yes.
Nice.
I went hiking. I went to the nature. I talked to my brothers and sisters.
Wow.
You know, the animal kingdom. The ones you were talking about. They're sinless. That I have sinned. The only sin in this world is created by men.
Oh, yeah. You said it, brother.
Other creatures of God, they don't commit sin. They commit murder for their survival.
Right. Well, there you go. That makes sense. And of course, it branches off to a billion other different things, which is, you know, fascinating in itself. So
I like
we'll never
doing
get...
these shows with you, my friend. I like doing this conversations. Because we opened a door.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, like 700 years ago, 800 years ago, you know, the philosophers
yeah, oh,
they
yeah.
did the same thing. But they didn't have the technology we have today. You know what I mean? They didn't have, the, you know, they seemed like they didn't have the wisdom, but they did.
Oh yeah.
You read their writings, and we can't even, you know, even, you know, being in the same level of the philosophers of people. Like, I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about the most educated people in this world right now. They
right.
cannot compete with the philosophers of back in 800 years ago.
No, because think about it. They didn't have too many preoccupations, you know, things to preoccupy their minds. So they were thinking a lot, and they were coming up with all these things.
And they, you know, lived they were with realizing nature.
It. Yeah.
They lived with nature. They went right. out.
Oh,
hiking,
yeah. Especially...
There was no church. I mean, there was.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah, like the ones in the Old West, say. You know, how many years ago? Well, that's only 200 years ago.
A couple of something. Years.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were always out in the nature, you know. And, you know, they did a lot of thinking. So that, you know, when you're alone in nature and stuff and you open up your mind, you absorb a lot of stuff. Things come to you.
This is the first part of our conversation regarding this. On the second part, which is going to be broadcast on your channel,
yes.
I will talk about what I saw when I went to in nature. What I've experienced in the form of tornadoes and, you know, energy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen so much. I've seen so much, and I would like to share it with the world that, you know, what I've been, you know, I want to share the gifts with others. And today I smoked a little cigar, a little one.
It was small?
Yeah, it was small. I sent you a picture.
Oh, no, because the tube, it looked like it was, I don't know, a regular size, like a 50 ring.
Small. I didn't want to, because, you know, usually the big cigars that take the whole day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what was it called? Do you remember?
Macanudo.
I don't remember. Macanudo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
it's Jamaican.
I
believe it's Jamaican. If it was, I don't know if it still is. But it was from a Jamaican company.
You know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're pretty good cigars. Bad. I like them.
$8 for that little cigar.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So I hope it was good.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
Nice.
I'm going to go back to it right after the show.
Nice. Fantastic. I wish I could smoke one.
Yeah, but,
maybe tomorrow.
But I didn't want to do an extra large cigar today, like one of those. What are the sizes that we usually smoke when you come to town?
Oh, the larger ones, the 6-inch by, like, at least 50 to 60 ring.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to do it because that takes usually the whole day. I need you to be here for that.
Oh, absolutely. So, those are the sizes that I really enjoy
going
smoking.
Depth.
I hate little
yeah.
cigars. I like them at least like a 50 ring. I have I ordered a bundle of these cigars. That are 7 inches long and 70 ring. So that should be pretty interesting. It's going to be the biggest cigar I ever smoked.
Are you going to bring one for me?
Yeah, I'm going to bring them. I'm going to bring for sure. I can't wait to come. It's going to be interesting.
You know, Nick, we need to do expand our broadcasting to other platforms also. To get more listeners.
How do we go about doing that?
Well, we could do.
You know what?
Facebook
let's
Live.
Let's put a cap on the show so we can then give me a quick buzz. We could talk about that.
Yes.
You want me to start off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this was a very enjoyable show. It's good to talk about these things. They open up doors to other things when you get response is from the person you're talking with. In my case, Ron. So it's a learning experience, I believe, on both parts, which is fantastic. But topic to talk about. And I was hoping that some people will reach out to us, those who think like us but don't know you know, who to talk to, definitely contact us. I finally have a email address for the show. It is, for my podcast, it is Life, the World, and Cigars podcastonyourmind@gmail.com. That's my new email address. Shoot me some emails about my shows and our shows, mine and my brother's, Ron's. Because we want to hear from you guys and we want to answer any of the questions you have. And again, if you feel and you think the way we do, but you didn't have anybody to talk to, reach out to us. We'll definitely be here and we could pick the brains. So thank you very much for listening. And let me pass it on over to Ron and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yes, thank you so much, Nick, for another great topic. This topic was your idea, and most our shows are your ideas, and I really appreciate and enjoy your thoughts, the system of how you think. And
thank you.
So you're welcome. And folks, you know, like my brother Nick said, these topics are endless. Like our universe is, and this is, you know, into infinity. So there's never an end, only a beginning. We know the beginning because we started, but we don't know the end. And so join us on our journeys, and hopefully, you know, we can enjoy the ride together. And until the next time, I say good night and love from me and Nick to you. Be good and be well. Good night.